The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good afternoon, Hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams, and we've made the short trip to William L. Garrett Memorial Gymnasium here in Shelbyville, home of the Shelbyville Golden Bears. We'll call it the Bears Den.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
And we are here for a final tune-up, if you would, the last regular season game here for those Batesville Bulldogs. They are in town to take on the Shelbyville Golden Bears. And these are two teams, Jim, no doubt they're looking forward to the tournament starting next week.
But
they're
yes.
going into the tournament on opposite ends of the spectrum, if you would.
They truly are, Terrence. The Batesville Bulldogs are 16-5 and on a six-game win streak
yes.
coming into this one. The Shelbyville Golden Bears are 11-9 on the season, but with a losing record in their conference, they are 1-5 and at the cellar yeah. of that league, and they have lost three in a row coming in here.
Well, you talk about those three in a row losses. I actually feel bad for them. They've had a grueling schedule this week. Tonight marks their third game in as many
three
days.
Nights. Yep.
So, you know, their legs might not be what they once were, what they used or normally are, coming off of some of those games. And they've had big-name opponents in there, taking on Seymour and some of the other big 4A schools in the area.
That's right. Those last few contests have been against the New Palestine, where they lost by 20, 72-52. East Central knocked them off 58-51. That was actually the closest of those games. And Seymour, as you mentioned, beat them just the other night on the 20th. It was 42-32, a 10-pointer. And they'll wrap up the regular season, as Coach Hartner will tell us in a few moments, at Whiteland. And, boy, I've been up at that gym, of course, in the girls' playoffs.
Yeah.
And that place is quite a den, as the Garrett Memorial Gym is here. But that one is really, really tight. It's literally a shoebox compared to this magnificent facility.
Right. Yeah, one of the funner arenas that we have an opportunity to travel through throughout the season. Always in the season they do, the Bulldogs here with Shelbyville, so it's always a pleasure to make it out to William Garrett Memorial Gymnasium to get a look at that there. Bulldogs, winner of seven of their last eight. They're going to be looking to close out the season with a win here tonight. We'll go through all of that, the tail of the tape, of course, interviews with both head coaches coming up for you here on Countdown to Tip-Off. Thanks so much for joining us on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And Coach John Hartnett joins us with the Shelbyville Golden Bears. And Coach, you guys kind of have the unique position of having a winning record, 11-9, and yet you're in the cellar of your conference. It's been a tough schedule, I take it.
Yeah, our schedule's been pretty tough. We've handled it pretty well, and we play some of the best teams on our schedule at the end of the season. And I was telling the guys this week, we're playing three teams that have 15-plus wins, so three really good teams, and we got our hands full again tonight with Batesville.
And should this be a pretty good tune-up for you going into sectionals with exactly that kind of competition?
Yeah, absolutely. Going up against a very good Batesville team, and then into Tuesday night playing Whiteland, who's a very tough team. We've played them tough at the start of the year, and it's important that we come out tonight and have a good game and take that into Tuesday into the sectional.
Who are some of the top Bears that Bulldog fans should be listening for from Shelbyville?
So tonight we're going to start our seniors, but when Caden Claxton and Mara Nicholson get in, they're our top two leading scorers. Damon Badgley as well. So we got some guys that can really score, and hopefully they come in tonight off the bench ready to go.
And, of course, you've seen Batesville. What do you think about the weapons they have? What do you do to counteract that?
I think Kaiser is a very good player, and he's going to be very hard to stop, along with Johnson, who can really shoot it from outside, and then Grunkmeyer, who's just a load down low. So we're going to have to be very strong and physical tonight to compete with this team, and I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, we sure are, too. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
We'll be right back with Aaron Carrot in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy a Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back with the coach of the 16-5 Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. And coach, you've got a 6-game winning streak going on coming into Shelbyville here. How are the Bulldogs feeling?
Good. Practice has been good. We're excited now after the draw Sunday to know what our path is to try to get to a sectional championship. So that definitely sharpens attention. And we've completely shifted to getting ready for South Dearborn. So like this Shelbyville game tonight, they've got two individual good players that are sophomores. So young guys that are really good. But we can translate some things that apply to South Dearborn to get ready for this game tonight.
And in this one tonight, it's a little unusual. You guys are second in your conference, the EIAC, but the Golden Bears are last in theirs, despite having a winning record of 11-9.
Yeah, they play a tougher schedule than us. They're in a really good conference. This will be their third game in three nights. They battled a tough Seymour team on Tuesday night. Lost by 10 to Delta last night. Delta's a top 10 3A team, but they got within single digits in the third quarter against them. And they play tonight. And sometimes you think, well, gosh, they're going to be tired. But high school kids would much rather play than practice. So they're in a pretty good groove in terms of playing. It'll be a game for us where they're going to pressure us. They're going to have hands on us defensively. They're going to try to turn us over. They're going to switch some things defensively. All the things that South Dearborn's going to try to do next Wednesday night. So I'm really excited for us to play against this and have our final prep before we hit the postseason tournament.
So counteracting those things is going to be your goal collectively tonight.
Yeah, and it's been what it's been all year, right? We can't get ourselves in it. We've got to stop getting ourselves in a dip, in a hole early. We got to rebound and box out. We got to take care of the basketball. And then make them pay and find out where they're wrong defensively by seeing where the mismatches are and executing against them.
Coach, it sounds like a simple formula. We'll hope to talk to you after.
Thank you, sir.
That's Coach Aaron Garrett, and we'll be right back to tip it off here at Shelbyville in a moment on WRBI, the Sports Voice, 103.9 FM, on WRBIRadio.com, and on the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. J.C. Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, J.C. Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. J.C. Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off rolls on from William L. Garrett Memorial Gymnasium here in Shelbyville, home of the Golden Bears. The Batesville Bulldogs are in town to take on those Golden Bears in this, the last game of the regular season. And, Jim, before we get into the tail of the tape for tonight's affair, you spoke to both coaches, and I got the impression neither coach is necessarily looking past this game,
right,
but they're definitely focused on tournament play getting started next week.
And you definitely heard that the most from Coach Garrett. It's not, as you said, like he's blowing off the Golden Bears here tonight. The Bulldogs definitely want this seventh straight win.
Yes.
But they are focused as well on what's coming up on Wednesday when they have to take on South Dearborn. And we do want to remind everybody, we will have three games in two nights on WRBI next week in the sectionals. It'll be Tuesday at 6:30, the North Decatur takes on Milan. And then on Wednesday, the doubleheader, massive one, starting at 6 with Jacksonville facing Waldron at Edinburgh. And then it will be that big nightcap. It is going to be Batesville, who could be 16-5 at that point with a seven-game win streak, going up against South Dearborn, that's currently 11-9. That'll be 7:30 and played at Greensburg again Wednesday right here on WRBI.
Well, no doubt about it. These Bulldogs want that first-round victory against South Dearborn. They want to revenge that loss they had with South Dearborn earlier here in the regular season. That'll be a big game. There's also a huge game, Jim, going on right down the road, right down 74 in St. Leon, where the Greensburg Pirates are taking on the East Central Trojans. I mentioned that game, Jim, for the simple fact that the winner of that game will go a long way in determining who, in fact, will be crowned the champion of the EIAC.
And for me, it's unusual, Terrence, that you have members of different classes in the same conference,
right.
So it's a little confusing there. East Central is certainly a major 4A school, and we should point out that previous loss to South Dearborn for Batesville came on the first of this month, and it was only by 3 points. It was at South Dearborn, and of course, Coach Garrett and these Bulldogs would really love to avenge that and make a statement.
Yes, and they'll have every opportunity to do that come next week. But let's get back to the matter at hand. Take a look at the tail of the tape of tonight's affair with Batesville and Shelbyville. Of course, the Bulldogs, be led by head coach Aaron Garrett in his 16th season at Batesville, 236 wins to just 139 losses. The Golden Bears, they'll be led by John Harnett Jr. in his fifth season here at Shelbyville, 36-64. Last time out, you mentioned the Bulldogs' winning streak, Jim. They defeated South Decatur, running away with things there, 75-51. Shelbyville, again, in this very tough stretch of their season, they fell to Delta 51-42. The Bulldogs always end their regular season with Shelbyville, whether it's home or away. It's the most competitive game, Jim, that you'll see them play this year. Don't take my word for it. Look at the last 35 years these teams have played each
35
other.
35 years.
17 Batesville wins, 17 Shelbyville wins.
Oh, this is something else then.
And this will be the rubber match in that series. And there was a stretch, Jim, I want to say about 3 years in a row, where the game was decided in the final 30 seconds.
Wow. This could be positively wild then.
That streak got broke last year when Batesville defeated Shelbyville 55-49. They defeated that one possession win or loss there. And despite the Bulldogs being winners of seven of their last eight, despite Shelbyville going on a four-game losing streak, John Harrell is picking Shelbyville to get the victory to now a close one, 54-50.
That will be very interesting. We'll have to see how that holds up. That fourth loss in the streak that came last night to Lincoln was 51-42. My point being in that one, it was last night.
Yeah.
So they have played, as we mentioned, the three games in 4 days. It is going to be a grind for the Bears, but Coach Hartnett feels like his young people are certainly in great shape to do it, and Aaron Garrett shares that as well. He expects a full-on attack from these Golden Bears.
Well, you know, these kids, if you ask any kid, which would they rather do, practice or play games? They're all going to tell you play games.
Absolutely.
So, yes, it sounds like a lot, you know, three games, 4 days, three games in the last 3 days. It sounds like a lot, but, yeah, these are young kids, and this is a young team. They're led by some sophomores that are getting things going from their leading scorer. Sophomore Caden Claxton averaging about 15 points a game. Again, just a sophomore. I said all that to say this. Golden Bear basketball is in good hands for years to come.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, again, they're going to start all the seniors tonight. Cohen Myers, Ethan Lambert, Luke Brinkman, Brock Kuhn, and Kyle Klaus. But they'll quickly come out and be replaced by the regulars for the Bears, who are going to be going up against an always tough Batesville Bulldog lineup.
Well, we will step away for the playing and singing of the national anthem. Come back, have live action from William Garrett Memorial Gymnasium, live in Shelbyville on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
February is Heart Month and serves as a great reminder to make sure you're taking the necessary steps to prevent heart disease. If you're looking for high-quality heart care close to home, Margaret Mary Health is proud to partner with the Christ Hospital Health Network to bring cardiologists to Batesville 5 days a week. The key to better health lies in taking proper care of your heart. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ice and Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
great sponsors including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehring's.
We are just moments away from tip-off. I want to thank you for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. Thank both coaches for being such, being so gracious with their time and speaking directly to you about tonight's game. This gymnasium is quite the sight to see in terms of how it's made one of the few gyms, one of the few gymnasiums, Jim, that you're going to step in where you're going to have seating full 360 degrees all the way around the floor.
Absolutely, Terrence. And I was saying when we came in, it's very much a somewhat, but not a lot, smaller version than the 10,000-seat arena I grew up in back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's got the four-sided scoreboard hanging over the middle of the floor from the highest rafters. Again, you've got seats all the way around and all the way up to the top on both sides. It is gorgeous. There's probably not a bad sight line in here. And this is built for action. I think we're going to see plenty of it tonight.
As the gym starts to fill up, the pep band is playing, getting these fans ready for an exciting night of basketball. The thing I like most about the gym, this arena, Jim, I'll get there. The thing I like most about this arena, though, is the exposed beams up top. When look up and you see all these big, huge exposed beams as they come together in the center of the floor, or in the center of the ceiling here, it's just really quite the sight. Who do you got start for the Bulldogs tonight?
For the Bulldogs, we have the usual lineup of Trenton Lures, Kate Kaiser, Sam Johnson, Gus Briggle, and Jack Grunkmeyer. For the Bears, it is their seniors, Cohen Myers, Ethan Lambert, Luke Brinkman, Brock Kuhn, and Kyle Klaus, and those will change shortly after we get a few moments into this one.
The aforementioned Brock Kuhn is in the center circle with Cade Kaiser ready to jump things off. Ball goes up, and Kuhn, maybe jacked up a little bit, sends that one back, but Grunk, boy, full head of steam from Grunk, was able to chase that ball down and lay it into from two.
One bounce, it's in.
Full court pressure now immediately from the Bulldogs after that make. They get the ball up top to Brinkman. And then Brinkman able to hand that off to Cohen Myers, who has a two-point basket to go as he races to the rim. We're all tied at two. Bulldogs' Trenton Lures brings it up the floor. Cade Kaiser has it on the near wing. Johnson up top. Going to go halfway down the right side of the lane and stop. Johnson from an NBA three, hard off the back iron. Grunk skies to get the rebound, puts it back up and in off the Sam Johnson miss.
All 4 points so far from the Northwestern baseball commit.
And now Bears, they're going to come back the other way, still with the all-senior crew on the floor. Myers, he has it up top, going to dip it down low for Lambert. And relocating was Brinkman. Three ball from the wing, no good. Grunk doing it all, gets the rebound, going to bring it up the floor, hand off to Lures. Lures finds Johnson, who goes off to the right wing for Kaiser, back to Johnson. Again, Johnson halfway down the lane, back out. Kaiser now, he meets the defense there at the free throw line. He's going to have to give it up, does. They look off to the wing, does Sam Johnson, gives it to Grunk. Johnson gets it back, uncorks a three, and it's good. Big shot from Sam Johnson. Johnson has really improved his three-point shooting as of late, pushed it back up to 38% on the season.
All net, as you would say, it was pure.
Yes, indeed. Golden Bears looking to try to get back into this, so they've only got one field goal. And this all-senior-led team here so far being a little bit slowed down by the Bulldog defense. Now, a brief look for Brinkman. Brinkman hands it off, dribble drive to the rack for Klaus. Klaus is going to be fouled for his effort.
First foul for two shots goes against Cade Kaiser, the 6'5 junior for Batesville.
And that's been quite a battle there. 6'5 Cade Kaiser against 6'4 Kyle Klaus. Say that three times really, really fast.
I'd rather not.
And that first free throw from Klaus is going to clink off the iron. He'll have one more coming. Klaus, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. And those numbers bear out there at his first trip to the line. Bulldogs, after the two misses, are going to bring it back into an offensive set with Lures on the near wing. Lures trying to get around his man. Strong dribble drive. Stop. Kicks it back up for Johnson. Johnson finds Lures again as he relocates on the right wing. And now Prickle being bothered by his defender. He's going to have to give it up. Give the Bears credit here, Jim. Their man-to-man defense. And make that a 3-2. A 3-2 zone, rather, is really stifling.
Those seniors who haven't had a lot of playing time are kind of getting the job done, and they stuffed Grunk.
And Grunk tried to go up with that one, came right back down, and it was blocked out of bounds by the Golden Bear defender that was on him,
Ethan Lambert.
And the Bulldogs will continue this possession underneath their own basket. Handoff around the corner goes. Cade Kaiser finishes beautifully with the left hand. It's 9-2 Bulldogs. How much longer can Coach Hartnett afford to keep these seniors on the floor?
It sounded like it was just going to be a minute or so, but it's almost half the quarter.
They're still out there. Are these seniors battling well right now? Number five, Kuhn has it, trying to back his man down. Nice hesitation move as the defender flies by. And Brock Kuhn gets 2 points. It's 9-4. One thing that this senior starting lineup does do, Jim, they have a lot of size on that senior lineup. Kaiser, dribbling from his left to the right, tries to get an entry pass into Grunk, gets it there. Grunk sends it out to the corner, and Prickle answers with a big three of his own. And that's all Coach Hartnett can take. He calls a timeout. 12-4 Bulldogs off and running. And we'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you in a part tonight by
Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health.
Terrence Arney alongside the professional Jim Williams. 12-4 all Bulldogs. What a way to start this game. But now the Bears have put in their normal starting five, and they get right to work. A nice put back there by the sophomore, Mar Nicholson.
Mar, their leading scorer, and he's 6'5" as a sophomore.
And it was a nice put back there to get the Golden Bears within six. 12-6 the score. Bulldogs now back on offense. Halfway down the lane, a pull-up from Kaiser. Hard off the back iron. One and done. That rebound pulled down by Brinkman. Brinkman quickly gets the Golden Bears back down the floor. Brinkman has it again.
Caden Claxton now in also, and he's the one that got that pass.
Searching. Three ball straight away off the back iron and off that Claxton miss. Cade Kaiser brings down the rebound and brings it up the floor. Another strong move for the basket by Kaiser. Another finish with the left. Another 2 points for the Dogs. Back the other way quickly now. Nicholson at the free throw line, shakes and bakes, got to give it up. Now look at those post moves inside. You go ahead, big fella. Ethan Lambert finishes strong for two.
Ethan with his second bucket, a 6'3 senior.
14-8 now. And the Bulldogs. Oh, goodness.
Oh, perhaps on the baseline.
Yeah, perhaps a mental error there as Trenton Lewis maybe lost sight of where he was on the floor, stepped on the baseline. This is the first turnover of the ballgame. More from the Bears now. Brinkman gets it back here on the near wing. Got the ball high above his head. Now he's going to put it on the floor, dribble off to his left, goes inside from Nicholson. Nicholson being guarded by Kaiser. Nice feed there with a cutting Cade Claxton. These Bears never stop moving, even without the ball, Jim.
Brilliant assist pass from the big man, Nicholson.
No doubt, 14-10 now. Bulldogs are feeling comfortable playing that all-senior team. Now they're playing the real team, and things tighten up. Three ball, bad miss, but a good rebound from Kaiser. He puts it in for two off the prickle miss.
Kaiser now the leading scorer with six.
16-10 your score. Fast pace. And a hard foul inside. That's probably going to be two on Cade Kaiser. Let's see what Gronk decides to do.
Kaiser's second foul, and that shot would have counted. Two free throws are coming.
I tell you, if these Golden Bears are tired, they do not at all look it.
Not at all.
First free throw off the front of the rim from Claxton.
And with the two fouls, Terrence Braden Maple makes his first appearance of the night.
Claxton and the rest of this Golden Bear team not particularly sharp from the free throw line as he does make the second. No one above 75% from the free throw line. 16-11, Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. The aforementioned Braden Maple now just checked in. Down the right side of the lane, back out, finds Lewis. Lewis goes back to Maple. Three ball. It's a miss, but Gronk underneath gets a rebound, and Maple didn't stop moving. Nice handoff as he drove down the lane, and he'll be fouled.
And Braden's going to have two free throws of his own. He was in for a layup that would have counted.
And if you talk to Coach Garrett for any amount of time about this young man, he will tell you he loves the dirty work that this young man is willing to do. His length on defense. And he just does all the little things, Jim.
And, of course, we'll see Coach Garrett Monday night on Coach's Corner as we resume after the Daytona 500 last week.
Yeah, that rain delay there kind of pushed us around a little bit. Maple misses both, but Sam Johnson there for the rebound. Waits, hesitates, puts it up, no good. Still a scrum for the ball. And now it's the Bears are going to come away with it. Bulldogs come up empty on that possession. Bears looking to close the lead. Free runner to the lane. They kick it outside all the way around the arc. Look at this ball movement. And Bulldogs are right there, though, to keep them at bay. Had a couple of looks, Jim, briefly for a three, but the closeout defense ran them off the line.
Those first few passes, ball didn't touch the floor, something we talked about earlier on the way down.
From the baseline, the jumper no good. Rebound, Sam Johnson. We remain 16-11 with just a minute left to play here in the first. A free-flowing first quarter here. Bulldogs have led from the word go. And substitutions from the Bears have got them in close. Gronk throws it up with the left over the goal. Comes back down to the Bears. Bears trying to close in the lead with 44 seconds left in the first. Good defense again. Preventing a shot from going up. Now they're inside 30. They're going to hold here, I think, Jim, for the final shot of the quarter are the Golden Bears.
That's number two, Damon Badgley, who came in, he is expected to be an excellent ball handler.
Tried to feed it inside. Bulldogs tap it away. They're off and running again. Lures down. Going to wait for his teammates with 20 seconds on the clock. Goes to Johnson. Johnson holds on the right wing. Let's see what the Bulldogs run here on the last play of the quarter. Down to 11 seconds now. And at 10, he'll put it in motion. Johnson dribbles off the Gronk screen behind the back, goes down the lane, and he gets blocked by Nicholson. That's one of the tricks that very savvy student section will do. They'll count down to zero even though you got 3 seconds left.
Yep.
And I think they hurried Sam Johnson just a little bit.
Absolutely. It got in his head. That's where you don't want to be.
No doubt. After one, 16-11, Bulldogs on top. We'll be back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's broadcast of boys high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
great sponsors including Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, Georgia's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower's job. And that was a three that went down for the Bears.
Damon Bagley with the deep three to bring the Bears within two. 16-14 now. And Bulldogs back on offense with Maple on the near wing. Maple's going to dribble to his right, get into the lane, kicks it out. Was looking for Prickle, but it's picked off. Off and running. Busy hands by Bagley there. Bagley feeds it off to the wing for Claxton. Claxton now in the near wing, goes inside for Nicholson. Nicholson high above the head. Gronk's on him. Got to hold him at bay there, but he starts to put some moves in, does Nicholson. Gronk goes nowhere, and he has to give it up. Dribbled it off the knee, did Claxton. It'll be a turnover.
And just to be clear on the lineup for the Bears, and they're just putting Cole Shane in, a 6'1 sophomore for the first time. The rest of that lineup, as Lambert takes a seat, is Cohen Myers, Damon Badgley, Caden Claxton, and Mar Nicholson.
And Aaron Garrett goes to his bench, brings up Carson Hartley in place of Trenton Lures. Prickle goes to Hartley now. Hartley, savvy ball handler. You know that's why he's on the floor here. And he gives it up to Maple. Maple here on the near wing, through the legs, kicks it off to Johnson. Johnson going to go off a screen down the lane, loses the handle on the way up. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs.
And we should note that Kate Kaiser remains on the sideline with those early two fouls.
That's part of perhaps the reason that Hartley had to come in.
Indeed.
Hartley gets it on the inbound and throws it away. Sends it right to the Bears, racing down the floor. And Braden Maple raced down the floor on that fast break and was able to just get in the way just a little bit. And that was enough to cause Cohen Myers to miss what would have been a go-ahead two-pointer there, but it didn't happen.
And it looked like there was a foul on the rebound, but there was not. It could have been one on Caden Claxton of Shelbyville. The Bears are going to be glad they saved that one.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Back on offense now, the Bulldogs. Gronk trying to back his man down, looking for a cutter, and it's Maple. Maple, a little shove in the back there. Got him too deep underneath the goal, but he'll shoot two.
Braden 0 for 2 in that first quarter, but he's going to start making soon. And once he does, he stays pretty hot.
No doubt, no doubt. Maple at the free throw line now. 64% free throw shooter. And to your point, he drains the first one.
And that foul goes against Mar Nicholson, I believe. That would be his first.
I think they put it on Cohen Myers.
Oh, I think you're right. Yep, they sure did.
And Maple gets both free throws to go. That makes it 18-14 now. And the Bears bring it up the floor. They send it out to the corner. Got a good look, they thought, at a three. But the Bulldogs, once again, chase them off the line. And that brings to Garrett's point. I'll follow that up here in just a sec. Let's finish this play. Out on the wing, Luke Brinkman has Cartley all over him. Great defense. And now Nicholson's got to come out to save him. Nicholson now sends it off to the right for Bagley. Bagley showed some deep range earlier. They go back to Nicholson. Gronk all over him, and he's able to get the turnaround jumper to fall. The way the Bulldogs are chasing these three-point shooters off the line, Jim, makes me think of Coach Garrett's comments in pregame talking about they were going to use this game to get ready for South Dearborn. Dearborn hurt them from three in that matchup earlier in the month. So you see they're keyed in on the three-point shooters.
That's right. Only one tray so far by Badgley.
And they're going to call an offensive foul on Gronk as he was looking for position down low. Gronk picks up his first.
And only the second team foul for Batesville.
And with that foul, that offensive foul pretty much serves as a turnover. So another empty possession. Bears now an opportunity to tie or take a one-point lead here in the second with 5 minutes left in the first half. Nicholson from the free throw line, Gronk all on him, causes a turnover, does Gronk. Gronk going to hold and wait for some help. Maple trailing that play, thought about a three but doesn't take it. Hartley's come out, Lures is back in now. They go to Gronk. Gronk trying to do work on the baseline, skips it across to the corner for Sam Johnson, who drains another three. Johnson is hot so far tonight from downtown. It's 21-16.
His second of the game. He's got six.
I apologize. Hartley's still in this ballgame. Hartley there playing some good defense. Gets another quick shot from the Bears. A quick rebound for the Bulldogs. Lures on the far wing. Has the much taller Nicholson on him. He's got to give it up to Johnson. And now Hartley on the near wing. Hartley trying to work his way around Braxton and another Bulldog turnover as they tried to get it into Lures. Hartley now two turnovers, and he's getting some valuable experience here in these varsity minutes. Oh, and
Mar Nicholson appears to have been fouled by Gronk.
Yeah, he got his hand caught deep in the cookie jar. Now, not only does Cade Kaiser have two, that's going to be Gronk's second as well.
Correct. Four team fouls on the Bulldogs. Bulldogs. 3:52 to go in the half. 21-16, Batesville.
Able to get it in are the Bears. Bagley sends it over to the corner for Brinkman. And now all the way back around. Claxton puts it on the floor, dribbles down the baseline, in a little bit of trouble. Lures able to make a play on the ball and knock it out of bounds.
Really broken up that nicely.
Yes, he did. 3:37 on the clock. That's the time remaining here in this first half. It's 21-16 Bulldogs. Bears have never had a lead in this game. And now three ball from the near wing off the back iron. Nicholson shoves Johnson in the back, and then a chase down block from behind.
Right off the glass and into the Bulldogs' hands.
Right off the glass. Beautiful-looking block there. Lures. Turns on the Jets. Tries to get underneath. Too deep. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Dogs.
The officials say that went off Braden Maple's hands. Barely, but it did.
Yes, that was the right call there. 3 minutes now. These defenses starting to pick up a little bit, bringing more trouble for both offenses. Golden Bears back on offense. Claxton down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to the corner for Brinkman. Brinkman's got to bring it back up to the center. Hesitates. That's the Bulldog defense doing that, and he throws it away.
Score so far in the second quarter, Terrence, 5-5.
21-16 overall, and I've got to feel like Coach Garrett is going to be very pleased with the defensive pressure that the Bulldogs have displayed here in this first half.
Absolutely. Getting hands out in front of that ball and then getting the Bears to throw errant passes even without the hands in front of them.
And Kate Kaiser goes down the lane, misses, gets his rebound, puts it back in. It's good. What a difference this offense is when he is on or off the floor, making a name for himself there. 23-16. Lures all over Claxton. Claxton's going to have to give it up. Does. Goes up top to Bagley. Bagley then finds Brinkman. Brinkman back to Bagley. Bulldogs in the 2-3 zone. A good look at a three. No good. Johnson the rebound. One and done for the Golden Bears as Maple and those long arms brings it up the floor. Finds Trenton Lures, who's between the circles now, and over to Kaiser. Kaiser halfway down the lane, kicks it back out for Maple. And Maple, a tough one, tries to get in through the trees there. That shot will go nowhere as it's blocked. And the Golden Bears bring it back up the other way with 1:46 now left in this first half. Still, Bulldogs 23, Bears 16. Nicholson from the free throw line goes to the corner. Good look for a three off the side of the backboard. And Bagley hasn't been able to find the range just yet. Lures works it down to Prickle, goes quickly inside, and Kaiser playing above the rim, drops that one in, 25-16, and just like that, Kaiser comes back in the game. They push the lead back up to 9.
It was a Cade Kaiser kind of move, just to get quickly in ready for that pass. It was perfect.
Really was. This has been a fast-paced first half. Despite the Bulldogs having two players with two fouls, there hasn't been a lot of fouls called.
That's right.
Not a lot of out-of-bounds plays. They've just been playing basketball. It's a minute 23 left here in the first half. There is a timeout on the floor. We will keep it here with 25-16 the score.
And it is kind of amazing, as we talked about those records going in, Terrence, the Bulldogs at their 16-5 coming in, our 22nd Rib of Jesuit of Indianapolis, of course, is number one. But in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, Shelbyville, with their 11-9 record, is 1-5, and they are last in that league. Greenfield Central leads it, and Shelbyville has had some really tough losses, a three-game losing streak coming in here, six-game winning streak for the Batesville Bulldogs.
But a tough, tough schedule they play in that conference. Even their out-of-conference,
it's pretty intense.
Yeah, schedule is tough. Don't be surprised if they make some noise in their sectional. They'll be playing down at East Central, so if you want to go check this Golden Bears team out, you can. Play resumes, and another would-be turnover, but somehow out of the scrum, Shelbyville comes away with it. A pirouette underneath, no good, and Maple skies above the rim to snatch down the rebound.
The sophomore getting huge minutes tonight.
He really is. He's earning every second that he gets on this floor as we get down to just 55 seconds left in the first. Trenton Lures finds Hartley. A good find down on the baseline is Prickle. Prickle back up top, down the lane. Maple off the wing, gets chased off the three-point line. Lures this time, step back three. Good.
His first 3 points of the game, and they are huge.
28-16 now, and I don't know. Coach Harnett might go back to the senior lineup. It's a good Euro step inside there for Claxton. Euro steps his way to 2 points. It's a 10-point game, 28-18, and the Bulldogs now will be able to hold for the final play here. You would think the Bulldogs were down 10 the way Coach Garrett is barking. Under 7, he wants them to go. And
fine.
He does go.
Hardly.
Right down the left side of the lane. Finished with the left hand. He did not fall for the student section, counting him down to
that's
zero.
Right.
And he finishes. And after the first half of play, two quarters in the books, and the Bulldogs 30. And the the Shelbyville Golden Bears 18. We'll be right back with the halftime show right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
It is halftime here at William L. Garrett Memorial Gymnasium in Shelbyville. Terrence Arney alongside the professional Jim Williams. And boy, we have had a first half for you.
Oh, man.
The Bulldogs got off and running in a hurry. They lead at the halftime break, 30-18. They opened this game up on a 12-4 run.
And you know, Terrence, it seems closer than it is.
Yes.
Because the Golden Bears, so used to this beautiful facility they have been running at every opportunity. They just don't quite have what the Bulldogs have, and that is the confidence of a six-game win streak.
And you're exactly right. No doubt about this. Wasn't really sure how this game was going to go. You documented it well there in the first half that Coach Harnett was going to start his seniors.
Yep.
We felt like it was just going to be a short period of time. Give him credit. He gave them some run. They went just about half the quarter. Right.
It was most of the first quarter. It wasn't like the one senior at Oldenburg who was in the other night to get his one basket because he had never scored and came up. But he got a huge applause, of course, as well.
No doubt.
It was a terrific move for the coaches to do. But this senior lineup really played fairly well for most of that first quarter for the Bears. But
yeah,
even when their starters like Mar Nicholson got back in, it wasn't enough to go up against the Bulldogs. And let's run down the scoring real quickly. Terrence, lead scorer in the game, although he was out much of that first half with two personal fouls. Cade Kaiser with 10, three buckets in the first quarter and two in the second. Hitting a three is Trenton Lures, also with two threes, one in each period, Sam Johnson. A tray early on for Gus Prickle leaves him with five. Two buckets early on from Jack Grunkmeyer. He has four. Pair of free throws for Braden Maples. 2 points on the game. And Carson Hartley had a nice two toward the end of that second quarter. And on the other side, for the Golden Bears of Shelbyville, they had a bucket in each period for Nicholson. He has 4 points. Caden Claxton has a pair of buckets and a free throw for five. One tray went down for Damon Badgley, the 6'1 junior. Bucket early on for Cohen Myers as soon as he got in. He has 2 points, and two buckets went down for Ethan Lambert and 4 points on the game. 16 in the first quarter, 14 in the second for Batesville, 11 in the first period, 7 in the second for Shelbyville, and that kind of tells the story. The Bulldogs really, although the Bears were making the effort and looking really tough, they only managed 7 points in the quarter. That's not going to win for you.
No, not against this Bulldog team, and quite frankly, not against a lot of teams. We'll step back, step away, and when we come back, we'll tell you more about the first half, but more importantly, get you ready to go for half number two right here on the Halftime Show on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Halftime continues from William L. Garrett Memorial Gymnasium in Shelbyville, home of the Golden Bears. And at the break, it's the Bulldogs 30, Golden Bears 18. And when you went through the individual scoring, Jim, it jumped off the page to me. Kate Kaiser with 10 points, despite seeding having to sit down most of that second quarter because of foul trouble. It just goes to show not just how important he is to this team in terms of offense, but it just also goes to show just how capable that young man really is.
Indeed, and Dogs fans, do not worry. He's only a junior.
craziness.
Wow.
So Cade gets those 10, and at the time that he was on the bench, you know, a couple of things happen, right? So Kaiser goes off the floor, so they lose a little bit of their offensive power, the Bulldogs do. And then the Golden Bears resume with their normal lineup. Those two things almost happen simultaneously. Right. So the Bears were able to catch up a little bit. They got within two, but they never tied. They never took the lead. Kaiser comes back, finishes the half strong, and that's where we sit, 30-18.
I am a little bit surprised at all the leadership Jack Grunkmeyer has that he showed early in the game, that in the latter part of that second quarter, he really backed it off. If he would go ahead or be able to go ahead and charge ahead,
yes,
he might rack up a ton of points. I can tell that he semi-intimidates the Shelbyville squad.
Yeah.
And Mar Nicholson would be a great matchup, except Mar is very thin.
Well, let me tell you, you make mention of this Bulldog size. This is no lie. The last game that we carried for the Bulldogs back at the Dog Pound, I was down in the locker room doing interviews, and I was looking for Coach Garrett. And as I was about to turn around, this cloud, this dark cloud comes over me. I am not joking or lying. This dark cloud comes over me. I turn around. It's the starting five for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Those kids have a size, and I'm like, I'm looking up to them. You know, and I don't consider myself a short man. I don't consider myself a small person.
You're about a six-footer for sure.
But, yeah, I don't compare to the 6'5", 6'4", that the Bulldogs put out there every single night. Bulldogs have a lot of size on the floor and is showing up here tonight. Second quarter resumes. The aforementioned Cade Kizer down the right side of the lane to the corner for Johnson, who is on fire.
9 points all from three-point range.
Another big three from Johnson, and no doubt that's the play they drew up to start the half, and they get it to work. Bears now, their first offensive possession of this second half. They work the ball around the arc. They go down to the near wing to get a good look for a three. Bounces off the rim, and they just have not been able to find the range. That shot, Cohen Myers, only 23% from beyond the arc. Johnson with the heat check off the rim, and Gronk can't get the rebound, and now the Bears able to get some opportunities before the Bulldog defense sets up, but the shot won't fall. Kizer gets the rebound off the bounce. Trenton Lures initiated the break, slows things down. They go into Gronk. He gets pushed from behind. Ethan Lambert got to be called for the foul there. Not sure how he thought that wasn't a foul, but somehow Lambert was shocked.
Foul on Ethan the first of the second half for either club.
And a good find there. Kizer with the reverse layup, able to finish there. 35-18, beautiful movement without the ball.
12 points for Cade so far.
Bulldogs ratchet up the defense once again. Claxton trying to get around Lures, does. But then there's Kizer, can't get past him. He gets the rebound, sends it up, 2-1 break. Gronk, the finish. Bulldogs are looking sharp. And Coach Hartnett can take no more. Timeout on the floor. 37-18 to open up the third quarter. We'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and online at WRBIRadio.com.
Does your foot or ankle pain slow you down? Having practiced podiatry in southeastern Indiana for 15 years, Dr. Amy Jelinek has a wealth of experience helping people treat issues related to their feet. Her areas of focus range from foot and ankle trauma and arthritis to tendon repair and complications caused by diabetes. Dr. Jelinek sees patients at her office, located on State Road 129 in Batesville. To learn more, call 812-932-4700.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight in part by
Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communication, and Ivy Tech Community College. And Terrence, starting the second half for the Batesville Bulldogs is Trenton Lures, Cade Kizer with his two fouls, Gus Brickle, Jack Grunkmeyer, and yes, Sam Johnson is out there. So it's an excellent lineup. And for the Bears of Shelbyville, it's Marn Nicholson, Caden Claxton, Damon Badgley, Cohen Myers, and Ethan Lambert.
Brinkman has the ball, goes to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to get down the lane and does, but the shot no good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Bears.
Sorry, they just rubbed Brinkman in after the timeout.
So the Bears have had opportunities on offense. They have not been able to finish. And again, it is the Bulldogs' size that is bothering them when they get down in around the rim.
A 19-point lead for the Bulldogs. So far, no points in the second half for the Golden Bears. 37-18.
Bulldogs making John Harrell look like he doesn't know what he's doing. Prickle throws this one in down low for Gronk. Gronk on the left block, gets inside, shot won't go. Bears come away with it. Brinkman pushing the pace, goes down in the corner for Badgley. Badgley passes up the three, but finds Nicholson from the elbow, hard off the iron. Johnson there to sky for the rebound.
Great leap by Sam Johnson.
Johnson finds Prickle, hand off to Lures. Lures got Claxton on him. A nice little pick and roll action there. And Gronk is fouled as he rolled hard to the basket and wasn't able to get the shot off, but he will shoot two.
Would have been two on the layup. That is the second personal on Ethan Lambert.
There they go. I was going to say they were slow. Yeah. Had him with just one.
No team fouls on the Bulldogs this half.
And Gronkemeyer able to strip the Nets on his first free throw, a 75% free throw shooter on the year.
7 points so far in the game for Jack.
Splits the pair as he misses the second. Nicholson with the rebound is going to bring it up the floor. Lewis sold out for a steal. That's going to give them another opportunity.
Ooh.
But the defense collapses. Tip into the hands of Prickle. Prickle brings it across the timeline. Gronk has it now. Gronk barrels in. Inside out ball. Kizer tickles the Nets with a three ball of his own.
And that's now 15 points for Cade.
Unbelievable scoring for the Bulldogs. Their offense has exploded tonight. It's 41-18. And now, finally, a three for Bagley from the corner. It's a 20-point ball game, 41-21, 4:53 left in the third. Kizer works it over to Prickle, back to Kizer. Has Nicholson over him. Finds Johnson. With a nice entry pass down for Gronk. Back up top. Prickle for three. Got him. Jim, break out your galoshes. It's raining threes in this gym.
Yeah, I have a feeling somebody next week for South Dearborn is going to be thinking about a three-point prevention play.
Oh, and there you go. That's kind of what you wanted to see, a battle of the bigs as number 32, Cole Sheen. 6'4 Cole Sheen goes into 6'5 Cade Kizer. Sheen maybe got the better of him as Kizer picks up his third foul.
Cade the only man in foul trouble, and Sheen had just come in the last few moments here in the third quarter. He is certainly a big presence that could do some good for Shelbyville as he makes the first.
Bulldogs have doubled up the Golden Bears, 44-22. Sheen with another free throw on the way. He gets them both to go.
But they're still down 19 points. No, 21 points, yeah.
Lures up across the timeline. Hand off to Johnson. Johnson goes up top where Gronk is between the circles. Maples made his way back on the floor. Dumps it inside, kicks it outside. Lures from the corner. Off the iron, Johnson gets it. Thought about the mid-range jumper, says Lewis, take another one. He does. That one off the rim. Gronk gets it, kicks it back out. Prickle, go ahead, Lewis, take another. No, he puts it on the floor, dribble drive, wrap around pass, but they say travel. Gronk working hard on the board, offensive boards there.
And Lewis seeming to have a step, but during the pass, yes, as the ball left his hand.
Yes. So after the turnover, Bulldogs have had very few turnovers this game. That's a point of emphasis for Coach Garrett. Long three on the way. In and out. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll stay with the Golden Bears. They'll inbound underneath their own basket with 3:32 left here in the third.
Caden Claxton, a pretty good shooter. He made it to the rim, but that one just went in and out.
Claxton probably the only three-point shooter of note.
Oh, Badgley puts it down again, however. He has a third three in the game.
And Bagley is the best three-point shooter, 36%. So 44-26 after a couple of big threes from the Golden Bears. Bulldogs looking to answer. Johnson down the left side of the lane, and the leaner rims out, but he was fouled. And that's the other thing about the Bulldog size. You know, you talk about it defensively more than anything else, Jim, but on offense, that size, they can impose their will inside at any moment in time during a ball game.
No question about it. And Sam Johnson, although he looks smaller than a Jack Grunkmeyer, he certainly has some size along the line of Cade Kizer. Sam is 6'2 himself, mm-hmm, where Cade's 6'5 and Jack is 6'2. It's just a terrific size-wise lineup, and the first free throw is down. So it's the second.
Gets both of those free throws to go. Johnson, actually the best free throw shooter for the Bulldogs, 83% on the season. It's back to a 20-point game, 46-26. Bagley seeming to want to do it all himself now. Starting to feel it. They go inside to Nicholson, back to Bagley. thought about the NBA range three, then shook it off.
That's where he made the last one.
Hartley all over him, passes it off. They work it around the arc, and I believe it was Johnson that got a fingertip in the passing lane to knock that one out of bounds. They'll have to reset with 2:47 left here in the third. They go to Nicholson from the free throw line. The turnaround jumper, good. Nicholson, with his size and frame, you thought you'd see more from him. You thought we'd call his name a lot. We have not.
Only 6 points so far.
Lures brings it up across the timeline. Bulldogs go into their motion offense up top. Hartley off the screen. Dribble drive falls off the lip. Nicholson pushes the pace up the floor. A pull-up jumper from Claxton is good. So a steady diet of three-pointers now. As we mentioned, Bulldogs had chased them off that three-point line in the first half. Not so much here in the second. 46-31, we'll be back after this. Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Ison here from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Ison's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Ison's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's presentation of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by
Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, where both Batesville coaches will be on a Monday night with Terrence. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, runs Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health.
Terrence Arney here with you alongside the professional Jim Williams. We've got 2:11 left here in the third period. It's been Bulldogs pretty much all the way, 46-31. But the Golden Bears showing some resilience there, hitting some big, deep three-pointers to kind of close the gap just a bit.
Bulldogs have led by as much as 25, but is back down to 15 now.
Gronk, as he makes his move to the basket, gets tripped up. His feet got tangled up a little bit.
This is going to be Cole Shane with his first foul. For the Bulldogs, or for the Golden Bears,
there
sorry,
we go.
Against the Bulldogs.
Johnson came off the screen, was going to pull up for three, but went for two off the rim. Gronk again, cleaning things up, gives Johnson another look at it. Johnson going to give it up for Maple, who lets it fly off the rim. Rebound, Golden Bears. Had some good looks at the Bulldogs. They've gone a little cold now. Meanwhile, Claxton has his pass picked off down the lane for Hartley, who races ahead and drops it in for two.
What a great assist pass that was.
Hartley giving Coach Garrett some incredible minutes. He'll no doubt be able to call on him with confidence in the tournament. Bagley over the head, dices it down low, but a foul.
This will be Grunkmeyer's third.
And that was Cohen Myers, who had somehow found his way down on the baseline. No defender in sight. Was a good catch-and-shoot opportunity for him, but the Bulldogs able to rotate over on defense. But Grunk called for the foul as that first free throw falls for Cohen Myers.
And only the second team foul of the half for Batesville.
Wow.
That's how disciplined Coach Garrett's team is.
Myers, a 70% free throw shooter on the season. First one off the front of the rim, and Hartley gets the board. 2-on-2 break. James Hughes now in for the Bulldogs.
The 6'1 freshman.
Hartland looking for Hughes, and Hughes gets blocked but fouled. And what I like about some of these youngsters, they are not afraid to move without the basketball.
Not at all.
That was a great cut by Hughes. And in most ball games, that would have been 2 points, but he was fouled pretty hard from behind.
Caden Claxton on the foul, his third for Shelbyville.
That is James Hughes' first varsity missed free throw. He was 100%.
Oh, my. Minute one remaining in the third, by the way. Wow.
Not a lot of data points. And it's surprising to me, he missed them both.
It's okay. We love his skills.
48-32. Never should have said he was 100%. That was on me. Bagley. Off the dribble, finds Nicholson from the elbow, and once again, a find underneath, but he missed the point-blank layup.
Can't make the bunny, wow.
And instead, Johnson gets the rebound, sends it up to Maple, tried to dish it out to the corner, but I believe Maple was fouled.
Yeah, Braden got tagged hard as he came down the lane. The ball almost came back in his face. And this is going to be charged to Cohen Myers. Should be his second.
Might be a little bit of some frustration fouls
here. I bet. Man.
For this Golden Bear team. Things haven't really gone their way as Maple drains the first. He's got another shot coming. And I don't know if they expected this much defensive pressure from the Bulldogs.
I don't think they did, and Cohen Myers is frustrated as he talks to Coach Hartnett and gets replaced by Luke Brinkman once again. He's frustrated, I'm not sure with what, maybe his own play.
35 seconds left here. They go to Nicholson. Nicholson spin down the lane, and he's fouled. And he'll shoot two. Nice-looking move from Nicholson again, who's been surprisingly quiet.
And it's going to be for the Bulldogs, Sam Johnson on the foul, his first.
Nicholson, the type of player, you see him in the gym, you say, oh, yeah, he's a ball player.
Oh, yes. That's that young man. And just like I saw Mr. Scruggs for South Decatur the other night.
Yes.
That's a ball player.
Nicholson misses the first. 72% free throw shooter on the year. Good on the second.
His seventh point of the game.
50-33. Bulldogs will hold here for the final shot. Just 25 ticks left here before the fourth. But Hartley got the green light, apparently. Goes down the left side of the lane. Is it stuffed? Back the other way. Bagley, Euro steps. Shot no good. And Johnson clearing things out with those elbows. Foul call. But it's called against the Golden Bears.
And that's a good call. Sammy Johnson was trying to break his way through. Yep. And Luke Brinkman happened to be in the wrong spot to try and stop it.
He stepped in to try to take a foul, and a foul he did take.
Yes, indeed. That was a hard one. Second on Brinkman, by the way.
So 11.9, that's what's left in the third. Bulldogs 50, Golden Bears 33. I'm searching my memory banks, Jim, right now as Sam Johnson goes to the line for two. That was their fifth team foul in the quarter. So
he'll
shoot one more here. He makes the first.
Yep, that's the replacement for 1-1 this year, is two shots after five team fouls in a quarter.
I got to tell you, I like it.
It does speed things up a bit.
Yes, it does. Johnson good on both. The Bulldogs' lead is 19 with about 8 seconds left. Claxton fouled, a good 25 feet away from the basket.
Really?
Not a good foul, but
no,
that was from Lures. Bulldogs
only Trent's first.
One away from the bonus, if you would. And this one goes out of bounds. The refs come together. Nobody knows who. They're going to say last touch by the Dogs.
I think Braden Maple knocked it out. And Braden is really getting quality time in this one, looking very sharp.
He really is. Quick catch and shoot. And that one won't go. Zeros on the clock for the quarter. We've got one more quarter to go. Bulldogs 52, Golden Bears 33. We'll be back for the conclusion on Country 103.9 WRBI and streaming live at WRBIRadio.com.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell your cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, also Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings.
Steady diet of three ball attempts from the Golden Bears, none resulting in points, and it's Lures that comes away with a long rebound, as that's how this fourth quarter begins for the Golden Bears. They are down to the Bulldogs, 52-33. And let me restate that, 52 points to 33 points. And Lures has it up between the circles, finds Gus Prickle on the near wing. Prickle off a screen, dumps it inside for Cade Kaiser, and all sorts of mayhem ensues as a loose ball gets away. Looked like a greased pig.
A couple of Bears diving for that one, and they were the ones who knocked it out of bounds. So Sam Johnson inbound in the front court for Batesville.
They go right to Gronk on the left block. He hands it off to Johnson, and Johnson's reverse layup won't go, but guess what? He was fouled.
And that's by Mar Nicholson. Should be Mar's third.
Indeed, it looks
like. Oh, excuse me. They're going to charge it to Luke Brinkman, his third.
Johnson. First free throw, good for him. Another shot coming. And Coach John Hartnett knew this would be a tough game, but he thought his team would prevail. But like I said earlier, Jim, I don't think they counted on this aggressive defense that the Bulldogs, the display they put on the defensive end. They knew they were going to have their hands full offensively. They haven't had an answer there either, but it's the defense of these Bulldogs that here in the fourth quarter held them down to just 33 points. Shot up, no good, out of bounds as Grunk reached for the rebound, couldn't get it.
Yeah, minute 15 gone in this fourth quarter, and it's a 21-point lead for Batesville. I don't think even Coach Garrett could have imagined him belting Shelbyville this hard.
No, and if you go back to the John Harrell predictor as Brinkman gets his baseline jumper to go for two.
And his first score of the game.
Wow. You know, John Harrell thought the Bulldogs would score in the 50s. They have. But he also thought Shelbyville would score in the 50s, and they have not. And that's been the difference, has been the Bulldogs' defense here as Gus Prickle dribbles from his left to his right, finds Gronk as he rolls to the rim, and a beautiful pick-and-roll action there with Prickle and Gronk.
An easy assist, just the way it looked in practice.
Nicholson just below the free-throw line, off the back iron, Gronk the rebound out to Prickle. Prickle up ahead to Cade Kaiser. Kaiser not going to hesitate, gets inside, kicks it outside, Lures. Looked off the three-point shot and loses it. Nope, Kaiser picks it back up, finds Gronk. The lob! Oh, he wanted his teammate to jam that one home.
Foul in the air on the alley-oop.
Yeah, the Bears said, uh-uh, not in our house. You'll come in here, put your feet up on everything, eat all the food in the refrigerator. No, sir. There's some decorum we expect when you come to our house.
Exactly. So in enforcing the decorum, Brinkman picks up his fourth foul. That was a great description. I love it. Oh, man.
But that's exactly what the Bulldogs have done, though, Jim.
Oh, yeah. They've torn up the house, no doubt.
They have come into the Bears' den and made themselves at home.
Yes.
Cade Kaiser splits the pair, 57-35, with about 5:50 left to go. Brinkman from the wing dribbles inside looking for help, finds Claxton. Claxton goes around a man and up and in. And that's what the Bears expected to do earlier in this ball game. Weren't able to do so with that time, able to get around Gronk for two. Kaiser has not spent a lot of time in this game. Finds Johnson, and Johnson loses it on his way up. Claxton back the other way. Claxton splits two defenders, kicks it out for Brinkman. Brinkman just above the free throw line. There's that backdoor find. And Kaiser rotating over just a tad bit late. Going to be called for the foul. That's probably his fourth, if not.
It is indeed his fourth. Still in the game, though, with a 20-point lead, 5:10 remaining.
And I cannot see the numbers on the young man at the free throw line. It looks like number 22, Gavin Reed.
Yep, Gavin has just come in. He's a 6'1 sophomore.
Gavin also came into this game 100% from the free throw line, but that's no more.
One goes down, 50% on the game.
57-38, Bulldogs in front. Bulldogs have never trailed in this game, and aside from 0-0, the game's never been tied. Lures under a lot of duress, spins, stops, finds the cutting Sam Johnson. The reverse layup no good, but he too was fouled. Credit Johnson, his willingness to keep moving despite not having the ball.
And that's going to be all for Luke Brinkman, his fifth. So Badgley, Damon Badgley comes back in, replacing Luke, who gets a deserved hand from the Shelbyville crowd. He has been all over it for the Golden Bears, yes, and no doubt all season. And a hard-fought battle, but just not going to be able to complete the last 5 minutes.
And Johnson gets that first free throw to go back to Brinkman, of course, a senior. So you know when you get down to this part of that, the season, your senior season, and you're looking at your basketball immortality right there, staring you in the face, you know it really hurts that he's going to have to sit out the remainder of this one. Johnson makes both free throws, 59-38. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back after this on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and by Nobby Mower Shop.
4:51 left in the ballgame. It's been Bulldogs all the way from the word jump. 59-38, your score.
This is the most I've seen them dominate a game throughout the season. I've seen most of the season, but not the whole thing.
And a nice move there from Claxton as he goes down the right side of the lane, and the floater is working. Back to a 19-point game. Prickle from the far wing denies himself the three, and Cade Kaiser, as he gets a full head of steam, gets tripped heading down the lane, and he takes a tumble.
Charge this one to Gavin Reed, who had just come in a little while ago.
Anybody that checked into this ball game is going to know they played tonight.
I think this would be the definition of physical.
No doubt about it. But to your point, I agree. This has been the most complete game I've seen from these Bulldogs in terms of their dominance on both ends of the floor.
And it has been dominance, no question.
Prickle from his left to his right and finishes with the left hand. Good move there. Bulldogs back up by 21. Claxton has the defense collapse on him. He'll have to give it up. Bagley, though, inside the lane, stops, picks up the dribble, gets it back. High above the head, trying to get around Prickle. Sends it to the corner for a three. Got him.
Gavin Reed.
Good-looking shot from Reed. It's 61-43, under 4 minutes to go. Gronk crossing him up top, but a chase down block the other way with Nicholson. Nicholson finds the man open in the lane, and the floater again. This time it's Ethan Lambert with the floater.
Grunkmeyer got taken so far out of the play, he was halfway down to the restroom past the band.
No doubt. which made it an easy outlet pass for the Bulldogs to ignite the offense here. Lewis shakes off the three, steps in the lane, kicks it out to Johnson for three off the rim. Lewis tries to corral the rebound, can't do it. Instead, it was Claxton that got things to go. Back to the corner for Reed. This one won't go. The heat check. And Sam Johnson says, hey, fellas, let's slow this down a little bit.
Johnson's had a heck of a game tonight.
He really has. Lewis trying to put his imprint here. Dribble drive off to Sam Johnson. Johnson hesitates and then drops it in.
Told you.
Who says the mid-range game is gone? Not Sam Johnson.
No, not at all.
And a foul is going to be called on Prickle as he gets tangled up with Claxton. And wholesale changes here for Coach Garrett as Maple comes back in. He brings Hartley with him. And for the first time,
Caden Drake's
going to check in as well.
Getting some relief for Kaiser, Grunk, and Prickle.
Shot no good. They set it up ahead for Lewis. Lewis able to run it down but can't get a shot off. But he stepped out of bounds again.
He was circling back up to set the offense. He just went off the sideline.
Similar to a play he had in the first half where he just skirted the baseline.
It is a game of issues sometimes.
It is. But you can't fault the kid because he's playing hard.
Amazing. Sophomore?
Yes.
Amazing.
Nicholson from the free throw line. Off the rim.
Morris had an off game for Shelbyville, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
He should be doing a lot better than this.
And a telegraph pass almost picked off, but fast hands by Lewis. Saves it, gets it to Maple. Maple makes the three-pointer.
His first of the game, shockingly.
66-45 now, back to 21. That's their second largest lead, and an offensive foul.
Big elbow from Damon Badgley. Only his first foul, though.
Sent Trenton Lewis moonwalking to the floor, back the other way. And again, that one was easy to call. If he had been able to maybe lean the shoulder and keep that arm attached to his body. But once you extend that arm, Jim, they'll call that offensive foul every time.
And checking in now for Trenton Lewis, one of the stars of the junior varsity for the Bulldogs, Cameron Holcomb. He racked up more than 20 points in the game just this past week.
So aside from Maple, Coach Garrett looking to his reserves to close this game out. Hughes finds Hartley on the wing. Hartley going to race inside. Head fake from Caden Drake. Drake banging inside against these upperclassmen and gets a two-point basket to go.
How about that?
No fear in him. It's Caden Drake, also a sophomore, and a nice steal there from James Hughes. Swiper, no swiping. Goes off to the wing for Maple. Maple going to put it on the floor, down the lane, kicks it out. Step back three, no. Drives inside, finds Hughes. Hughes back to Maple. Maple a head fake on this near wing, and they're going to reverse it back the other way, all the way around the arc. Now Hartley, dribble drive, corner shot from Maple. Off the back iron, rebound Bulldogs. Wide open look, a long distance three, no good. But the putback again.
Caden Drake.
Drake making it look easy. Down the lane, Euro-stepping and into the defense, and another turnover. This reserve team looking really good on this varsity floor.
Really good. Wow.
30 seconds left as the Bulldogs have hung a 70-burger on the Golden Bears.
James Hughes may just dribble this out.
I think he will. 70-45. There's only 20-some-odd seconds left here. And I'm going to call it, Jim, this is the most complete game I've seen all season. I talk to these coaches all the time about playing their best ball going into the tournament. The Bulldogs did that tonight.
It's absolutely happening. And we will remind everybody of what we're going to be doing in the tournament in just a bit in the post game. And hopefully we'll be talking to Coach Garrett as well. What a contest it was that turned into no contest.
double zeros on the clock. Bulldogs get the big win, 70-45. We'll be back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
We've got a final for you here from William L. Garrett Memorial Gymnasium in Shelbyville. It's the Bulldogs, 70, and the Golden Bears,
45.
45. That was quite a display from the Bulldogs tonight, and we even said on air we felt like that was probably their most complete game, their most dominant game.
Absolutely.
And the scoreboard shows it.
And, you know, they got a chance to get some of that excellent young talent in for a substantial, not just a moment or two, but a substantial part of that fourth quarter, and really get some nice looks at the future for the Dogs. But what a game it was. Jack Brunkmeyer started things out, and everybody kind of fed off his energy.
Yes.
And, you know, the man doesn't score a ton, but he really is a leader for this Batesville ball club. And, you know, next year, Terrence, I think we're going to have to make some field trips to Evanston, Illinois, and see what's happening at first base for those Northwestern Wildcats. My God, if he's anything like on the baseball field what he is on the basketball floor, the Cats made a great, great sign.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. And we've talked all season long about the big three, if you would, for the Bulldogs.
And
Cade Kaiser, Jack Gronkemeyer, and Sam Johnson. And they all three showed up in different ways tonight. But it's just how they've been able to do things with those three. And then, of course, you get the ancillary play from the Braden Maples of the world. And it really was just a really great ball game to see. Joining us now for the post game show, head coach Aaron Garrett. And coach, as Jim and I were talking, and I just got to call it, that was hands down the best output we've seen from this Bulldog team, start to finish, offense and defense.
We felt you were complete in this one.
Yeah, and you guys nailed it. Our challenge all week was we've not put together a complete game all year.
Yeah.
And you guys have done all of our games. We have those slow starts.
Yeah.
We've literally been practicing the first 2 minutes of a game from the tip just to get that in their mindset. Because you get into tournament basketball, one and done, you can't waste any possessions.
Yeah.
In this Shelbyville team, they play a tough, tough conference. They had a tough week this week in terms of Seymour, good team. Delta, good team, conference team, and then us tonight. And I challenge the guys to take advantage of senior night in terms of their two best players are the two sophomores.
Right.
They didn't start them for about 2.5-3 minutes, and we really was able to get about a 9-point lead. That game 15, we held it around that 20 mark most of the game, and just different guys making different plays. And the basketball was moving all night.
Yes.
Defensively, we got lost. We had two really bad slides, but everything's coming together, and what a great time for it to come together.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Coach. And, you know, we talk about these players. You've been talking to me all season long about Braden Maple and how important he is to this ball club. He came off the bench when Cade and Gronk both had a little foul trouble and really spelled and gave you just tremendous minutes, I thought.
Yeah, and Maple's been doing that all year. We can plug him in anywhere if our guards were getting foul trouble, especially two of them early. I can slide him up. He can play top of our zone, right? All my guys can handle the basketball. Mape's definitely one of those. He's getting more comfortable in terms of he knows when he's got a good three-point look, and he's knocking those down. His free throws, he'll get those in order. He shoots and shoots and shoots free throws. He's just got to get up there and concentrate and hold that follow through. And he's quite a weapon for us. And now he's him, Teeler. They're 22 games deep.
Yeah.
Right? They're no longer sophomores anymore. They've got quite a bit of varsity experience. You're starting to see that come out to play. And Carson Hartley into the half. We had the two guys in foul trouble. I'd taken them out. And we just wanted to spread the floor. Carson had a matchup that was the most conducive as far as a bigger guy on him. We held it. He drives downhill, and it's a left-hand layup. Now, Maple, Carson, all the rest of them. Still some things to clean up, which is exciting. But Caden Drake at the very end, right? James Hughes coming in and getting the free throw line right away. We've got plenty of guys up and down this roster. And the most important thing is, from Jack and our seniors to Cade, Sam, Gus, all those four guys have played a lot, they trust all those younger teammates.
Yeah.
When T-Lou hit a three there early in the second half, our guys on the bench, Jack and Cade were both out there near the end of the third with foul trouble. They were as excited as anybody for T-Lou to hit that shot. So it's just cool to see a whole group come together, love each other, trust each other, play hard for each other. And I'm betting on that being a championship combination. That is a tough, tough team to beat. If somebody does take us down, they will have played one heck of a basketball game to do it.
You know, most teams, when they get into tournament play, most coaches, most teams, they like to shrink that lineup down. But tonight, I think some of these underclassmen played well enough that you might can go 8 or 9 deep in the tournament.
Yeah, we've definitely created some more depth. And where the coaching staff as well feels comfortable at all levels, from the backside of our zone, the top of our zone, offensively. I've got a lot of trust in guys. And what I've been challenging these guys with, and you take a Cameron Holcomb, a Caden Drake, a James Hughes, they've at times been in the varsity rotation.
Yeah.
There's been times they haven't sniffed a minute of varsity, especially when we go 8 of 9 games and it comes down to a possession or two. Like I've told them individually, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
They just got a lot of experience ahead of them. But they've got to continue to maintain and stay ready. And Drake, for example, was a good example. We got in there. He's ready to go. The stage wasn't too big.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Cameron Holcomb's never afraid to shoot it. Right. He's a gifted shooter. You never know when you may have to play one possession in a sectional game because of whatever happens.
Sure.
And that's what we're getting those guys ready for. And it's good to see them come in. It didn't turn into a turnover fest. It stayed to list, continued to look like varsity basketball, and that's a compliment to those players.
Great season, Coach. In terms of the regular season, great win. I know we'll all be watching for that East Central Greensburg matchup tomorrow night and see how that shakes out and see how things go for the EIC. It's been fun all season long. Look forward to the tournament. Go celebrate this one. I know how much you love these bus trips. Go celebrate this one with the guys and love them up for us.
Yeah, and Terrence, the best week of the year is next week. That'll be a lot of fun. It's a conference sectional. The fans show up. The kids know each other. The coaches know each other. It's going to be one heck of a battle over there at Greensburg all next week. And I can't wait to get to it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you there.
That was head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. And one heck of a bus ride he's got.
Oh, yes.
Heck to Batesville with those kids. The way they played tonight. And you said it on air, the key word. You talked about the confidence they were playing with tonight, coming off of that win streak. The win streak continues.
Now 7th straight.
Now imagine the confidence going into the turning with 7 straight wins. And what you saw on the floor tonight, I feel like these Bulldogs truly are playing their best basketball.
And if you're the South Dearborn Knights, oh my. Now, what are you looking at? A behemoth, a steamroller at high speed coming at you.
Now, no doubt the Knights will have in their hip pocket, hey, we beat them.
That's true.
We beat them just a month ago. They'll have that in their hip pocket. But, of course, it's why we play the games.
And it was a month ago.
That's correct.
This ball club is on a roll in the last couple weeks, for certain.
So this 70-45 dismantling of the Shelbyville Golden Bears by the Bulldogs, what does that shake out in terms of individual scoring? And then we'll spin it forward and talk about the tourney next week.
We've got it unofficially added up as well as we can, minus about 1 point for each squad here, because we were so excited as it went on. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, we've got them being led by Caden Claxton, the sophomore, with 10 points. Also, junior Damon Badgley put in 9, all from three-point range. Watch out for Badgley in his senior season next year. Also scoring for the Bears were Mar Nicholson with only 7. And for a 6'1 sophomore, 6'5 sophomore, rather, they're going to expect a lot more out of him the next 2 years. Single point on a free throw for Cohen Myers. Also more to be anticipated from him. Ethan Lambert had 6. 2 for Luke Brinkman before he fouled out, and a couple free throws for Cole Shane. 3 and a free throw for Gavin Reed, a sophomore who shows a lot of promise for Shelbyville. For the Batesville Bulldogs, again, totally unofficial. We're minus a single point. We have unofficially Sam Johnson with 19, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Also 16 for Cade Kaiser, and he played well with 4 fouls, a 16 in the column for him. 3 unofficially for Trenton Lures, also 8 for Gus Prickle, 9 for Jack Grunkmeyer, 6 for Braden Maple, 4 each for Carson Hartley and Caden Drake.
So the youngsters get in and they get into the box score. They have a big impact in the game late, led by Sam Johnson and Cade Kaiser. But as you go through that, 2 other players just a bucket away from getting into double digits. That's how you make a 70 burger.
Exactly right. And looking at that Decatur game going into the playoffs, or Dearborn rather, it was on the 1st of February, and it was only 3 points, and it was at South Dearborn. This, of course, is going to be in Greensburg on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that 3-point game with the Bulldogs with an opportunity, with seconds remaining, with an opportunity to score. Got a good look at a 3 from who else would you want taking it other than Sam Johnson.
Yep.
A straightaway 3, uncontested, but just fell short of the mark.
54-51.
Yeah, that game easily could have went into overtime and been anybody's ball game. Talk to me a little bit, Jim, about other games that are coming up next week with sectional play.
Indeed. Here's the way it goes, Terrence, and even our bosses agree these are the ones to cover.
Uh-huh.
And so always glad to get the endorsement from the folks at the top. We have, starting on Tuesday, our first sectional game will be North Decatur with a 13-9 record facing 3-17 Milan. But, of course, the Indians have a lot of gifts they could pull out at any time as well. They may have been underrated this season.
And they just pulled out a win recently this week. You know, we've talked to Coach Prickle all throughout the season about how hard this team's worked, and that hard work hadn't paid off, but it did this week.
That's right.
So they, too, go into this tournament riding high.
And that game tips at 6:30 on Tuesday night at South Ripley. We'll be on around 6:15 to bring everybody that one. And then the double feature on Wednesday.
Yes.
The doubleheader will be incredible, starting with a 6 o'clock tip at Edinburgh between the Jacksonville Eagles and Waldron. A 9-12 team against a 9-10 team. A fairly even match, but it could be super exciting.
Well, Jacksonville, no stranger to playing in that gymnasium. Of course, last year, they were able to win that sectional, go ahead and make a deep run all the way to semi-state, and they want to do that again. They want to get back to where they were last year and go one more round. And, of course, to some degree, they want to avenge their sisters in arms, if you would, as the Jacksonville Lady Eagles made it to semi-state as far as they go. So a lot riding on things for the Jacksonville Eagles, and Coach Bowman is going to have those guys no doubt revved up, ready to go to make a long run.
And speaking revved up, ready to go to make a long run, we touched on it with Coach Garrett, and just after at 7:30 Wednesday night, this should be an epic conclusion to the evening from Greensburg. It's going to be 17-5 Batesville against 11-9 at the moment, but I think they may have changed as well, South Dearborn. And it'll be the Bulldogs and the Knights, 7:30 on Wednesday night. Don't you dare miss it. It should be huge.
And for the Bulldogs, we already know they're on the seven-game win streak. We saw what they put on display here tonight. But particularly with this South Dearborn team, these Bulldogs know and understand that the loss they suffered to them took their destiny out of their own hands in terms of being able to wrap up an EIAC conference championship. So there's no doubt every single Bulldog circled that loss. They circled that team.
They kind of resent it a little bit, don't they?
Just a wee bit, and I wouldn't be surprised, aside from cheering for a bye, I wouldn't be surprised when they were watching that Selection Sunday here this past Sunday.
Give us South Dearborn.
Yeah.
Give us South Dearborn.
When they saw come up to play South Dearborn, I think there was a certain amount of satisfaction with that. Now, of course, they've got to go out and prove it, and they'll have an opportunity to do that on Wednesday night.
And, of course, we will have all three games live. Again, it is Tuesday with North Decatur and Milan at 6:30, a 6:15 broadcast start. Then on Wednesday, Jacksonville-Waldron starting with a 5:45 broadcast. And then it's Batesville and South Dearborn. We could go straight there from one gym to another. They're set to tip at 7:30.
Okay. So, yes, you don't want to miss that. If you can't get out to these gyms, definitely try to. Going to be some great basketball. But if you can't, we'll have all the action for you. And even if you do get out to the gym, take out that little cellular device you got in your pocket, download the WRBI app.
I told the boss this story today, and he was overjoyed, as we were to see it just the other night at South Decatur, or at Oldenburg Academy. Uh-huh. The mom of Mr. Scruggs, the superstar for South Decatur, was trying to figure out how to listen to us, and she looked up. I showed her my phone, and there's the little green app.
Yeah.
She downloaded the WRBI app right in front of me and started listening as she was just a couple rows ahead of us. That was real gratifying, and we're certainly glad she did that. Her son played great, although Oldenburg got the victory.
And that's the way you want to take those games in, whether you're at the arena or at the house. You can still tap in to the WRBI and catch everything. Jim, final thoughts on the game tonight?
I thought it was fabulous. I mean, it, even though it was a wide margin, the Bulldogs really showed, I think, a lot from what we've seen. I didn't see the complete season, but got here relatively early in December, and they have grown so much just in these couple months. Really impressive, and as we're seeing with Coach Garrett, so many young men are now able to come in and take roles. They've got confidence. They've got a ton of confidence. They've got a little bit of swag, and they've got people that know roles and know what they're doing. For example, Jack Grunkmeyer is going to set you up early in the game for success, and even if he backs off and doesn't score a ton later on, you know the direction you're going in.
Yeah, and, you know, most teams, you get two of your three-headed monster, two of your big three get into foul trouble earlier. That spells disaster for most teams, but no, not this team. Coach Garrett just takes off the magic wand and points down the bench and anoints a couple of sophomores
you
and freshmen to go in.
Come on over here and rest for a couple minutes, guy in foul trouble, and he gets back in and never does foul out and still is productive.
So that right there, that if I'm an opposing team, if I'm another team in this sectional, that's what would scare me most about facing.
They can handle foul trouble. They can handle foul trouble.
Even if we get them into foul trouble, they've got kids coming off the bench that don't play like kids coming off the bench.
Correct. That's it. Everybody plays like a starter, including the young guys on this Batesville team. We talked about Hartley. We talked about several of them who really came in and made contributions. And I think it's going to go exactly that way for some time for the Bulldogs, really setting up a club for success. Braden Hughes, the freshman, really the only one I don't have a line for, but Cameron Holcomb, one of the leading scorers on the junior varsity, was there, and it's a great future, including next week and the next couple weeks, I should say.
No doubt about it. Well, that's going to do it for us for this one from William Garrett Memorial Gymnasium. So from all of us here at WRBI, including my man John Heil back there producing and engineering a phenomenal game for you all to listen to. John, appreciate everything you do there. For my partner in crime here beside me, the professional Jim Williams, always a joy, always fun to work with you, Jim.
Great to be with you, brother.
And this is Terrence Arney saying thank you. Thanks so much for joining and listening. And enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.